Okay, Chof Beis Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Rebbe Kiva Mechayev Al Sofek Mi'ila Oshem Toli. Okay, so until now we learned the halachas of Oshem Toli. So the halacha was that if you have a, you only Chayev, is that on? You only chayev to bring a oshem toli on something which is a chiyuv chatas if you did it b'mezid. Anything which had a mezid chatas had b'shogeg an oshem toli. The Akiva is machadish, then me'ila, which doesn't have a chatas kavua. So me'ila is lacking in two areas. Number one, it doesn't have a chatas kavua. Doesn't have a chatas if you do it b'mezid. Number two, there's no chorus. Even it's a machloikis whether there's misa by Mila. There's definitely no chorus. So normally, based on the rules we had till now, there would be no carbon Mila, no Ashem Toli on a carbon Mila. Rabbi Kiva is machadesh here, the Yechayev. Rabbi Kiva machayev al sofik Mila Ashem Toli, v'chacham and poitrim. Says the Mishnah, Umoydi Rav Akiva, She'enei Mevias Milosto Yad She'izvade Eloi, She'yovi Imo Yashom Vadai. Even Rav Akiva agrees, the money, you don't have to give back yet. Because on the money, we say, Amoytzi Mechaveiro Yol V'raya. So if somebody has a suffix, whether they were Moyal Behegdish, the money they keep, the only thing they have to bring, is the even according to Rav Akiva, is awesome tolly. Omer Abtarfen. Abtarfen says like this: why would this guy want to bring two Hashemis? What's the point of it? Ella mevi miila v'chumsha v'yavi Hashem b'shnei slayim. Abtarfen says I disagree. I think it's a waste of time. Why should he bring a me'ila once without the money, and then when he finds out, bring a me'ila with the money? Get it done in one shot. Bring the me'ila, bring the hasham me'ilas, finished, one shot. Very strange Reb Tarfon. What does this mean? I mean, obviously, if it's very little me'ila, which Reb Akiva agrees in the Sefer and the Mishnah, obviously, if a guy was me'ila for $5, and the carbon is Shteislam, the carbon is $100. So it doesn't make sense for him to jeopardize that he'll have to bring a carbon twice because of $5. Just bring the $5, the Chaymish, and done. $6, finished. That's a Ptav. But Ptav is not just talking about a Mila Mueta. So over there, even Rabbi Kiva agrees. Rabbi Ptav is talking about a guy who was more than $1,000. So what does Rabbi Ptav mean? Maloi. The Tarfon's lashon is, what do you gain? What's the point of it? What do you mean, what's the point? The point is that you shouldn't have to spend $1,000. Hamoitzim mechaver levaraya. Very strange. But that's the lashon of Tarfon. Tarfon says, Maloi lezeh mevi shtei asamos, ela mevi mila v'chumsha, v'yavi yoshem b'shnei slayim v'yema, and he should say, atanai, if I was moil, then this should be my me'ila and this should be my korban hashem. Vim sofek malti, hamois nedova. Then let the money just be a donation. And the hashem toli will be an hashem toli. Why? Shemimin. Sheumei v'al hashem. The same min that he brings, the same Hashem that he brings if he had a Sofik Chet, he brings if he had a Vaday Chet. So there's no reason for him to bring two times an Hashem Toli. Omoloi Rabbi Kiva, two times the same Hashem. One has a Toli and one has a Vaday. Omoloi Rabbi Kiva, Nirin Devorov B'Me'ila Mu'etis. I agree with Rabbi Tav. If you're dealing with a little bit of Me'ila, it makes sense what he said. $5. Yeah, pay the $5. Get it over with. הרי שיובי ליודו יסופק מילה במאה מונה? What happens if it's 100 money? Many, many times over. Then one kob. Why should he go and spend the money now? Lo yofel lo, isn't it better for him? She yovi oshem b'shtei sloim? For lo yovi sofik me'ila b'mei amone? And he shouldn't bring a sofik me'ila b'mei amone? Moide rabbe kiva lo rab tafon b'mei'la mu'atis. Rabbe kiva is moide to rab tafon by me'ila mu'atis. So it comes out a very strange thing from our Mishnah. Chiddush number one, Rabbi Akiva is machadish, Oshem Toloi, even though there's no chatas here, and there's no chorus here by Me'ila, still there's a din of Oshem Toloi. Obviously for that we'll see, Rabbi Akiva has Pesukim. We learned it out from. That's fine. That we'll see, we learn out of Pesukim. But the machloik is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is very mud. Tarfon comes and he says, I don't see the point. Why waste your time bringing two ashamis? Bring one asham, bring the money with it, and finish. Make a borsha petrani. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Avad, if it's cheap, you're 100% right. So 100 money, why should you do it? So all the Rishonim explain, Sugin Shabbos, Tafayin Aleph, Tosfos, and all the Rishonim. It's obvious that Rabbi Tarfon is not just saying, you can, it's an option, because then they wouldn't be a machloikis with Tarfon or Rabbi Akiva. Then they both have the same opinion, which is, you could bring an Oshem Toli today, and wait till you find out for sure, and then bring the Me'ila and another Oshem, or you could do what you want. Do now everything. There wouldn't be a machloikis. Rav Tarfon agreed, as the Mishnah says, Moedir, Rav Akiva, or Rav Tarfon. No machlekes. Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva both agree. So it can't be, obviously Rav Tarfon is taking a position that no matter what, you have to bring the Me'ila. You have to bring the money that you think you may have used from Hekdesh, the Hanor that you may have used from Hekdesh. So then why does Rav Tarfon talk in riddles here. Maloi, why should you? What do you gain? It's not what do you gain. There's no option. You have to bring the money. There's no choice. Which actually is Rav Tarfon's opinion. So why does Rav Tarfon go with the Maloi? Tarfon should just say, Tarfon Omer, you have to bring your meal. Tarfon could just be very clear. It should be Rav Tarfon Omer. I'm Rav Tarfon. Chayiv lohavi me'ila v'chum she'imai. Finished. He doesn't talk like that. He talks like he's trying to give us good advice. He has an etzah, he has a solution for us. And Rabbi Akiva tells him, what do you mean? That's not a solution. That's only a solution if it's cheap. I agree with you if it's cheap. You obviously hold that way even when it's expensive. So Elamai, you have to say like the Rishonim explain. The Rav Tarfon holds you're obligated to bring both. So if you're obligated to bring both, why does Rav Tarfon talk like a little Mala? There's obviously something deeper going on here in this Machlekes. Okay, so first we'll just quickly read through the Gemara's Drasha. The Gemara says, where do they get this from? Tana Rabbana and Nefesh. The Vim Nefesh is Mitzarefet to the last Parsha. It says by Oshem Toli, it says V'im. Before Oshem Toli, it says Hashem Me'ilas. So there's a connection between Oshem Toli and Hashem Me'ilas. And therefore, Im L'chayim Al-Sofik Me'ilas Oshem Toli Divri Rabbi Akiva. Chachom and Poitra. Le'im Abokom. If L'gi Rabbi Akiva Sovel Amedim Elyon Mitachten, we learn Oshem Toli from Hashem Ilus from Hashem Tolui. And therefore, we can derive that there's a Chi of Hashem Tolui by Me'ila. Rabbanon Savi ain't made the million mitachtim. You don't learn one from the other. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Omar Papa, The Kuli Alma. So the Papa says, what do you mean, the Kuli Alma? Really, everybody holds that we learn out Lamei Demelion Mitachtim. Because we have that all over the Torah. Tzofin Beben Bokar, by an Oila, we learn Tzofin from the bottom to the top. We learn it together. Loi Mishkachas, Loi Haina Taimed the Rabbanan Patri, Gemiri, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, like we said, Mechatas. Ma'ala Alon, it has to be Dovah Shechayevan Alzoni Koras, Fa'al Shigigos Echatas, then you have Sveike Yoshem Toloi, Afkol Shechayevan Alzoni Koras, Fa'al Sveike Echatas, Shigigos Yoshem Toloi, Fukim Ile, Dein Chayevan Alzoni Koras. The Tani, he's a Bemila, Rabbi Yemi Bemisa, Chacham Mim Bazar, it's only a lav or Misa, but there's no Koras. And the Kiva holds, Ki Alfinan, Mrs. Mechatas, Chaylev, Lahochi Yudi Alfinan. Malalun bikfu afkan bikfu lafuk yeh leviyere deloy. By a carbon of leviyere, you don't bring up. But on savyings, it was shovel a mechz. Okay. So here's the back and forth with the drushes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, but between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. Chachamim hold that there's no Hashem Tolui by Hashem Ilis, because they say everything is learned out of Chatas. Has to be chorus, and according to Rabbi Kiva, there is. But the Gemara doesn't really give us clarity here. What is the machloikis of Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva? That the Gemara doesn't give us clarity. Again, just simply reading the Mishnah sounded like they were just arguing about practical. You know, practical. Whether if Tarfon is saying, get it over with, why bring an Asham Toli today and then tomorrow another Asham? Hashem Ilus with the money, just finish it off now and know you're done. And Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean finish it off now? What do you mean you finish it off? You're potter. Right now you don't have to give the money. Why should you spend a lot of money? I understand if the meal is a very small number, so do it. But if it's an expensive amount that you will mail behegdish, why do it? That was Rabbi Kiva's time. That's Rabbi Kiva's time to retire. So clearly there's a lumdus shemachlekes here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, to which the Gemara doesn't really address what the machlekes is. The Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva is clear. Chachamim old Oshem Toli only applies to something which has a chatas, chorus, and Rabbi Kiva holds no. He holds that because Me'il is found next to Oshem Toli, we learn one from the other, and the Mela. There is a Oshem Toli by Me'ila. That we got clear. What we don't have clear is what is the machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Tarfon seems to hold clearly that the only way you could be yotze your Hashem Me'ilas, even as an Oshem Toli, is only if you give the money of the Me'ila. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you could bring them separately. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's all basically practical. If the Me'ilah was very little, you will mail $5. So of course, be smart. Give the extra $5, $6 and get it over with. Instead, you may have to bring another kol when you find out for sure. And if it wasn't, then not. So again, the Gemara doesn't explain this machlekes. What's the machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? And additionally, we don't understand why Rav Tarfon is talking in riddles. Why did Rav Tarfon just say his shita? Instead, in the Mishnah, he says, Aloshen Maloi, what do you gain by bringing this without that? When in fact, that's not his shita. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita, actually. Rabbi Kiva holds, you look at, your bottom line is you're practical. If it was a small number of Me'ila, bring the Me'ila now too and get it over with. And if it was a higher number, then just bring the Hashem Tov. Obviously, there's a reason why Rav Tarfon is talking in this way, where he says, what's the benefit? Why do it? Sounds like he's giving you advice. When he's not giving you advice, he's telling you, absolutely, this is the only way the Korban Me'il is going to work. Period. That's all. Okay. Another difficulty here is after the Gemara brings these drushes, if you go back down to the two dots, the Gemara now, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara addresses the Sefer, where it says, in Besofik, Right? The Mishnah ends off by saying that if you bring the Yosham Tali for the Hashem Milus, and you say, it says like this, Im B'Sofik, the Mishnah says, the Im Sofik Ma'alti Amois, the Dovah of Yosham Tali, and the Yosham should be an Yosham Tali. So the Gemara explains, Moidi Rabbi Kivim Vim Sofik Ma'iko Amar, Omer Rav Atani, Im B'Sfeiko Yoymed Lo'ilom, if you'll never find out, Yehi Yosham Tali. Why? Shemimin Shemevi Aloy Hoida, Mevi Al Shaloy Hoida. Right? Says the Gemara, it's the same carbon anyway, you might as well roll it over into an Osham Vadai. Says the Gemara, Saif Saif Kimis Yadale Boila Suya Osham Vadai. You gotta bring another one. Omar Rove, Midivre Shneyam Nilmod, Osham Vadai Lo Boy Yadil Tchatchila. Clearly, by the fact that you see both, according to Reb Kiva and Reb Tarfon, if you bring an Osham Toli for Me'ilah, and you pay the money, then you're finished with your obligation. So you see that a Yediyah is not a criteria for an Osham Me'ilah. Because if it would be, there wouldn't be such a thing as a pre-kapora before you find out, because the finding out is part of the process of getting the kapora. Like by chatas. Somebody would bring a karma chatas prior, after they ate chalev, before they found out, it wouldn't work. Well, that's what the Gemara means to say here. The Gemara means to say is that from both of them you see that you don't need a yediyah, because if you would need a yediyah, then it wouldn't help. In other words, Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva have a debate whether you should bring one asham for me'ila, one asham toli, and it should cover you on all bases. Reb Tarfon says, bring whatever money you may owe hekdesh, bring the asham toli of me'ila, finished. And Reb Akiva says, no, if it's cheap, yeah, I agree to Reb Tarfon, get it over with. It's a lot of money, why bother doing that? You may never find out that you're high of anything. Just bring the Osham Toli. But the Gemara says, but you see, according to both, even according to Rabbi Kiva, you see that you don't need a Yediyah to get a Kapora with the Osham Me'ilah, because if you would, you don't have one. The fact that we see that you could use the Osham Toli as an Osham Vadai, provided that you pay, is a raya that you don't need a yediyah. That's what the Gemara says. Huh? Exactly. No. You don't need the yediyah to get the kapara from the karma chattas. Meaning, this is l'chatchil batchil has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that according to all, you don't need a yediyah to get a kapara from the chatas. The chatas could be, the oshan could be brought without any yediyah, and you still get a kapara. When the kapara kicks in, that's a different issue. It has nothing to do with what we're debating. It only kicks in when you need it. You don't need it till later. That's not relevant to our discussion. Our discussion is that clearly from the Gemara is saying that if you wouldn't need a yediyah like a chatas, then of course this wouldn't work. What? Not according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Reb Tarfon. The reason why it works, both according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Reb Tarfon, is because an Asham doesn't need a Yediyah. If it would need a Yediyah, then it wouldn't work. When the Kapara will kick in, that's a different issue. When it'll kick in. But the carbon does not need a Yediyah to be brought. The carbon works without a Yediyah. That's the Gemara. Which would mean, let's just translate this in English, which would mean that by an Osham Toli, a regular classic Osham Toli that we had till now, it wouldn't make a difference. If it was the same as a Chatas or not, it wouldn't help you. You follow? Because by a regular Chatas, you need a Yediyah. That's the English of our Gemara, right? That's what our Gemara is telling us. Our Gemara is trying to tell us, don't make a mistake to think that such a thing would be able to work anywhere else. There's a chiddush here by Osham Ilus, by an Osham, that you don't need a yediyah like we learned about by Chatas. Because if you would need a yediyah, then there's no way in the world that this Osham Toli could ever be a mechaper for an Osham Vadai. Because you don't have the yediyah. That's what the Gemara said. Aleph Beis. If you take a look in Rashi that we have here, you see a very different story. Very different story. Lamando ma'osham vadai lo iboy yediyah. Got it? Plukta de Rabbi Akiva v'Rab Tarfani b'Meseches Krisus b'Perek Dam Shchita Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Sofik Hashem Ilus Sofik Mus Hashem Toli U'Pir Shoyil Fonim Shtei Chatichas. Okay, the case is simple. You have two pieces of meat. One is Kodesh, one is Chulin. Ochal Achas Meh, many days when Ochal, maybe Hashem Toli. Moide Rabbi Akiva Sheini Mevi Asmi Losei Kloimar Eini Mishalim Karen V'Chaymish. You don't have to pay the money. Achi yivod aloi till he finds out for Yovi Hashem Ilis. Vadai. Ki hechid Hashem toli the shar veris the sofik koros and the mechapa kapor gemura. Kshi yivod aloi the vadai choto maybe chatos avze kshi yivod aloi when you find out for sure yachzor you will come back for Yovi Hashem vadai. Reb Tarfon oimer malize maybe shtei Hashemis. Why should you do that? Just bring one. Now here's the clincher. So Rashi comes to explain. Why did Reb Tarfon tell Reb Akiva, I don't see why you should bring two, just bring one and get it over with? So Rashi says, V'loidomi la'osham tol. In other words, why did Reb Tarfon say the same thing by every osham toli? Why bother? Why bother? Just bring one. Why bother? So Rashi says, you know why? If you have an Oshem Toli, you bring an Ayil. Vadai in the Kava. And when you chayev a Vadai Chatas, you have to bring in a Kava. It's a different Korb. So therefore, you don't have the option to bring one, says Rashi. Because they're different species. They're different. You can't bring one to be Yotzeh. Hilkach ki misyadulei boi lasuye in the keva. Avul zeh sheshneyem min echad ki domo hosom shemimin shemevi al hoida mevi al loy hoida sheze ayil vze ayil yovikom v'choymesh. That's Rashi. It's astounding Rashi. Yeah, but it is Lishma, right? Rashi seems to be saying here why he's trying to explain something which needs no explanation. He's trying to explain something which needs no explanation. And he's giving us a different explanation than the one that the Gemara seems to say. Rashi seems to be saying, and why didn't we come up with the same solution by an Oshem Toli? Just bring it once and have in mind if. So Rashi says that's not going to work. Because by an Oshem Toli, it's a different korban. An Oshem Toli is an ayil, it's a male, it's a ram, it's a different korban. The chatas is in a keva. Can't do that, Rashi says. Doesn't work. So that's why you're stuck. Now you got to bring the Sofer Korban, and later you could bring the Vadai Korban. By Hashem Me'ilus, says Rashi, it's the same Korban. You might as well go for it. That's why Reb Tarfon says, go for it, just get it over with. Bring the money, bring everything, wrap it up, and go fight. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Right? It's explaining Reb Tarfon's shita, Rashi. And he's telling you, I want you to know, the reason why Reb Tarfon wouldn't say that by a regular chatas, when you're bringing an Oshem Toli, is because you don't have the option, because it's different kabbalas. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi, the different hamaschal of Rashi is, Oshem Vadai Loi Bo Yediyah. The whole reason why this deal even comes to the table is because you don't need yediyah. If you needed yediyah, you couldn't do the whole thing here. The whole Gemara only works because you don't need yediyah. If you needed yediyah, we wouldn't have gotten to first base. Right? The whole reason why you could bring this Asham Toli for Me'ilah and cover also the bases, all bases, even if it's a Vadai, is based on our Gemara that Asham does Asham Vadai Loi Boy Yadir. So why is Rashi in Shabbos actually on the Divrei HaMaschil of Asham Vadai Loi Boy Yadir? It's almost ironic. The Divrei HaMaschil of Rashi is, by the way, Asham Vadai doesn't need a Yadir. That's why you could bring it. So Rashi says, by the way, Loi Boy Yadir, you should know, why don't we do the same thing by a Chatas? What do you mean? It says, why not? Because it needs Yadir. It won't help you. Even if it would be a duplicate Korban. Let's say an Asham Toli and a Chatas Kavu would be the same Korban. Still wouldn't work. Because for Chatas, you need Yadir. You need to have the knowledge that you chayav a Chatas for it to work. And over here, you don't need the knowledge. You don't need Yadir. It's Merafi Sigur Rashi. What Rashi wants there. What's Rashi saying, Bachlan? What is Rashi saying? Very strange. Okay. So move on to something else, and then we'll get back to this. Psochim. See, what's clear in our sugya, it seems to be anyway, Rabbi Kiva, let's go take one sheet at a time. Both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva hold that there is a Asham Toli by Me'ilah. Even though it's not Chorus, and even though it's not Chatas, there's an Asham Toli. They both agree. Machloikis Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva is whether it's possible, not possible, take that back, whether one has an obligation to pay now as well, to pay the Me'ilah money now as well, or not. Reb Tarfon says you have to pay the Me'ilah money now, and Reb Akiva says you don't have to pay the Me'ilah money now. The Me'ilah money, we say, Amoitzi Mechavego El V'Raya, and you don't have to pay the Me'ilah money now, and the carbon piece that you have to bring now. And because you can't get a kapara from Me'ilah without paying, according to Rabbi Kiva, when you find out, in fact, definitively, that you were Moyel, then you have to pay and bring a regular, straight, carbon Me'ilah. That's Rabbi Kiva. Tarfon holds that option is not opened. You have to pay now, and you have to bring a carbon Me'ilah now, and Me'ilah works. You don't have to bring two. It works, because the only reason why it didn't work, why it wouldn't have worked, is because you're not paid up. But like this, you pay, and done. That's it. So as we said, our Gemara didn't explain what's the machlekes of Tarfon and Rebbe Kiva, and it definitely needs explanation. Rebbe Kiva agrees to Rebbe Tarfon that you could, just a matter of whether you have to. And additionally, we said it's schwer why Rav Tarfon uses such language as why bother when he really holds you have to. He holds you have to bring. So it's a shtickle pell. But no. Clearly, it seems to be that both according to Rav Tarfon and to Rav Akiva, that the Hamoitzi Mechaver Elavaraya only potters you from the money, potentially. But from the carbon, it doesn't potter you. Right? Carbon Me'ilah, you definitely have to bring. The only question is, we don't say, well, Hamoitzi Mechavel V'Raya, you don't have to bring the carbon. That's number one. Number two, according to Rebbe Kiva, I'm not talking about Rebbe Tarfon Shita, according to Rebbe Kiva, potentially Rebbe Tarfon too, but it's not clear what Rebbe Tarfon will. The money is not ma'akiv to kapara. Because if it would be, so why are you bringing an Asham Toli? It doesn't do anything for you. So clearly, according to Rebbe Kiva, the money piece is not ma'akiv the carbon. These are two different pieces. Now, why is that? Why is that? L'chayre, the reason for that is because we go back to what we learned in Me'ilah, and this was a position, we had many, many riots to this position. I'm sure you all remember we had the Nesivis. The Nesivis had an approach throughout the Maseches Me'ilah that there are two kinds of Me'ilah, right? There's Me'ilah of Kedushas Damim, and there's Me'ilah of Kedushas Haguf. And Rabbi Kiva's position, and the Nesivis' position was that Me'ilah of Kedushas Damim, there it's Midin Gzela. That's how the Nesivis learns. And Me'ilah by Kedushas Haguf, there it's different. There the Tashlumin is Midin Kapora. There when you pay, you're not paying as a Gazlan. You're paying as a Kapora. That's the approach that the Nesivis took. Right? But we brought Kama v'Kamarayas that they both are Tashlumin. They're both Tashlumin Gzela. Even Kedushas Haguf has to do with Tashlum Gzela. Just you, it's a different kind of Gzela, but it's still Gzela. Still Gzela. It's still really our mission is a strong riot to the way we learned. Because if you learn like the Nesivis, then L'chayre Rabbi Akiva would only make sense by Kedushas Damim. You follow? Rabbi Akiva comes in our Mishnah, he says, listen, the money piece you can wait on. It's a suffix moment. Wait. Right now, just get rid of the korm. Right now, you got to bring an Hashem. Totally get that done. The fact that Rabbi Akiva separates the moment from the korm, L'chayra only makes sense if you hold the moment as gzela. If you hold the moment as part of the kapara, then Rebbe Kiva should absolutely hold like a tarfim, which is you can't bring one without the other. But Rebbe Kiva holds the money, we could say, and the korban you bring. So what I'm being ma'orah to you is that according to the Nesivis, the way he understood, Rebbe Kiva should have said, well, by medvar mamurim, by kedushas damim, then you could bring the carbon me'ila now, and the money will say, I'm going to worry about it later. That's not a kapara. But kedushas aguf, then Rebbe Kiva should agree to Reb Townsend that you got to do it together. The fact that Rebbe Kiva holds down the line, no matter what type of me'ila you have, that we separate the momen from the korban, it's clear that Rabbi Kiva, not like the Nesivis. I don't know how the Nesivis would learn this. See, I must have a different hesber in the whole Mishnah. But simply, that's the way to learn our Mishnah, which is that Rabbi Kiva says the money is the money. On the money, we say, I'm Moitzim Echavel V'Raya. And the korban is the korban. And on the korban, we say, you got to bring the korban. And Rebbe Kiva makes no distinction from Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Damim. It's all the same. So that's Shlav Aleph. When we're learning Me'ilah, I actually alluded that we have also Rayas from here to this Machloike, to this Shad. Tosfos comes here in Pesachim. And Tosfos talks about Kom Lei B'Derabba Mineh. And Tosfos says two things, which I think are noteworthy, the two Tosfos. The first Tosfos says like this. He says, why is it that Kom Lei B'Derabba Mineh would clear you from having to pay back Me'ilah, right? But it won't clear you from having to pay back Truma. If somebody ate Truma B'Shegek, they have to pay also Keren V'Chaymish to the Kohen. Over there, Kom Lei B'Derabba Mineh won't potter you. And by Me'ilah, Kom Lei B'Derabba Mineh would potter you. If you have a If you chayev a different einish from Misa. So Tosfos says, right in the middle of that big Tosfos, man yeshayimu memnechuni ben akona, Tosfos says, v'oimeri, the tashlumei truma machmas kaporohe. Okay? That's what he says. So Tosfos basically is saying that there's a difference between Truma and Me'ila, which mirrors what we just said. Meaning, by Truma, even the Tashlumen is a kapara. It's not Tashlumen Gzela. If somebody eats Truma B'Shoigeg, then the payment is also called a kapara. That's why even if you eat Truma B'Shoigeg on Pesach, Chometz, you have to give back a Keren V'Chomesh. Why? Because the payment is not Momen, the payment is a kapara. Kapara. So Tosfos says, but so that means there's a difference between Me'ila and Truma, which exactly what we just said. By Me'ila, the monetary part is not kapara, it's momen, you owe it. And by Truma, it's kapara. That's first Tosfos. Then go down to the next Tosfos, from Nechunyah. Here he says, that if there would be a din komle b'derabamine on the payment of the me'ila, then there wouldn't be a carbon either. Look at what he says. Okay, so there's a komle b'derabamine on me'ila, which we said. The payment of me'ila, there's a din of komle b'derabamine, because that's not kapara, that's mammon. But listen what Tosfos says. The hikshirivo. Amai peturim hacha mikorban me'ila mishin kamle b'derabamine. But the carbon you should have to bring. Why don't, because on a kapara we don't say kamle b'derabamine. Right? So Tosfos is asking, even if a guy did another chet, which would be Chayiv Misa, he should still have to bring a Korban Me'ila. I understand he's Chayiv in the payment. I understand he's Potter on the payment because the payment is Momen. But the Korban he should bring. So look what Tosfos says. The Tirits. Kimon the Potter Mikaren V'Chaymesh. Potter not me mikorban. She'ein Hashem me'ilois bo, elokas she'yesh karen b'chamesh. To me, these two choices in our soyser each other, besides for contradicting our sugya. Toises says over here that without a korban, without money, there's no korban. What? That's our whole Mishnah. Our whole Mishnah saying that by korban me'ila, the money is money, and the korban is a kapara. It's two different things. And that's the whole reason why we were able to separate it. Why Rabbi Kiva was able to say that the payment you don't have to pay, and the korban me'ila you have to bring. That was the whole idea. Rabbi Tarfon disagreed. Rabbi Tarfon said, you know, you got to bring them both. You can't, one without the other doesn't work. Right? Now comes Tosfos in Pesachim, and he says that if there would be a din of komlei b'derabamine on the money, then automatically you'd be potter from a korban. Because there's no way that you're going to bring a korban me'ila where there's no money. That sounds like the money is part of the kapara. That's what it sounds like to me. The money is part of the kapara. If the money's part of the kapara, so what's going on here? So then why by us do we say you can have an Ashram Toli for me'ila without money? And the whole idea was we separate it. We say, well, the money is a mitzvah of Elvaraya. It's two different things. What's going on here? Lastly, I know we're getting a little late here, but if you look at the Rashash, That's also in the Ma'ar Mekoymus. Rashash is right here in the Mishnah. The Gleis Yashakech from Naftali. This was a real last minute printout. The Rashash says like this. There's a machlekes in Meseches Nedorim between the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ran. If somebody makes a neder to tztoka, and we have a suffix about the neder, if you are chayev, if you're not chayev, yesh yad or ein yad. So there's a machlekes Rishonim if you have to pay anyway. In other words, the Ran says, the Ran says you don't have to pay. Potter. That's the Ran. So in other words, you made a suffik nether to Hekdish. It's a suffik in halacha. If the nether is a nether, it's a teku. Now we don't know if you owe the money to tztok or not. So the Ran says, Hamoitzim echaver levaraya. Potter. The Ramban says, no. It's true, it's money, but it's negeya to Issa Veheta. And by Issa Veheta, we go to Chumrah. So the Rashash, by us, is bothered why, according to the Ramban, by Ne'ilah, don't we say the same? Why don't we say by Ne'ilah, Safik Issa L'Chumrah? That's the Rashash's question. If you look at the Rashash, L'Choy Rekoshe, you should have to pay back. Why is it worse than tztoka? According to the Ramban, you go l'chumra. This is what he says. That's his kash. He has to make a chiluk between hekdish and tztoka, whatever. But that's the Rashash's kash. I want to try to be mevayah what's going on here. And we'll have, I think, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have clarity in this whole sugya. Clearly, Me'ilah is two things, two components. There's the Momen, and there's the Kob. And clearly we have a raya without a doubt that the money is not a kapara. The money is money. And that's why on the money, there's no din. No din at all. That it's ma'ak of the kapor. That's why Rebbe Kiva says that you could bring an osham toli for me'ila and get a temporary kapora. And on the money, we could say, amoytze mechavei levaraya. On the money, you don't have to pay the money now. Amoytze mechavei levaraya. And no problem, we could separate it. We could clearly separate the two. On the other hand, we see according to Rav Tarfon Eppes, we can't, for some reason. He holds we can't separate the two. But again, he uses this strange language, maloi, whatever he means with that. Can't separate the two. Clearly, if somebody would really be chayev, definitively, or carbon me'ilah, and mammon, and he would go and only bring the carbon me'ilah, according to everybody, he's not yours. Sairab Tarfon and Sairab Akiva. We wouldn't say, well, the carbon piece, you were Yotzer, and the money piece, you weren't Yotzer. We wouldn't say that. We learn out from Psukim that you can't bring a carbon Me'ilah without bringing the money. So that doesn't work. Which clearly is a raya to Rav Tarfon. Rav Akiva obviously holds here it's different because it's a suffix. But generally, they are linked. Okay. So you may say, well, maybe we can make it simple. We'll simplify it. If you owe the money, then if you don't bring the money, it's ma'akev. That would be simple, elementary. If you owe the money and you don't bring it, then it's ma'akev the kapar. But if you don't owe the money, because I'm going to make a veil of a raya, then if you don't bring the money, it's okay. I think that probably is the way we would all learn, simplistically. To be miyashiv, what's going on here. The sugya that says that it's ma'akiv, that's if I owe the money, and I want to come to the base of Amikdash to give them the call and not give the money, No, doesn't work. But over here, they come to me with two hands. I say, 1 second. The moment, Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya, so Hekdesh now closes their hand. They go, okay, you're right. Then they take the carbon, they take the Ashram Toli from me. That's what seems to be. But then, we have the Toises in Pesachim that says, no, once there's a din of Kamlei B'derabim Minei on the money, then there's no carbon meal either because they're linked. So Toises seems to be saying, it's nothing to do with whether you have to give the money or not, the money and the carbon are linked. So which reawakens our difficulty over here. So why by Yashem Toli are they not linked? Why does Rabbi Akiva not agree to Rabbi Talfon that they're linked? That's what's difficulty. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Talfon that there's a linkage here? They both agree that when you potter from the money, you potter from the carbon because they're totally zebazeh. So that cancels out our option of learning that the reason why the money and the carbon are tied in together is only because if you're high of this, you got to bring that too. You see, from Kamlei B'derabim Minei, not like that. Because by Kamlei B'derabim Minei, you potter from the money and still there's no carbon meal. So what's going on? So I think what Boy said at Pshat is very simple. Mi'ila be'hekdish is gzela from hekdish. That is what it is. That's the definition of mi'ila. It's gzela min hekdish. And the way we're learning, the Nesivus agrees with that by Kedusha's Domim. But we're learning it's always that way. It's always midin gzela. You're always stealing from hekdish. And that's why you chayev the money. And that's why you need a kapara with the korban. The korban is not money. The korban is a kapara, but it's a kapara for what? It's a kapara for gzela. It's a kapara for the gzela. You stole from Hekdesh. In order for you to get a kapara from Hekdesh, you have to do two things. You have to take care of the money and the chomish, and you have to bring a korban for a kapara. So there are two components that have to be taken care of. Now, the Torah HaKadosh said they're totally zebazeh. What does it mean that totally zebazeh? So I'll bring it down to what I think is a basic level. Very basic level. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Aveir shebein odom l'mokim yema kipurim is mechapa. Aveir shebein odom l'chaveroi yida halocha is ein yema kipurim mechapa ad sheiratzes chaveroi. We've explained many times, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is not only that you don't get a kapar from your friend, but you don't even get a kapar from the Rabbanu Shalom on those averes for sure not. Forget your other averes. That is a chidah. Forget the chidah. Whenever a person, let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara, so it's considered a Bein Adam L'Chaveri. It's also Bein Adam L'Mok. The Rabbanu Shalom told you can't talk Lashon Hara. So the chet is going in two ways. I'm doing a chet to you, at the same time I'm doing a chet to Rabbeinu Shalom. Ein yom ha-kipur mechaper this way either, ad she'iratzes chaveroi. Till you're meratzes chaveroi, yom kippur is not mechaper. Simple. Doesn't work. So when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you will moil behekdash. You want to get a kapara from hekdash. So you what are you trying to get a kapara from? You're trying to get a kapara from the stealing. From the stealing of Ekdesh. You stole from Ekdesh. So you have to have a Shem Gazlan. Now that you have a Shem Gazlan, you need two things. You need to take care of the money, and you need to take care of Bein Adam L'Mokah. Comes the Sugin Psochin, and that's that Toises, I believe, and says like this. Number one, there's no Kamalei B'derabim Minei from Kapora. There's only Kamalei B'derabim Minei from Momen. So by Me'ila, as far as the money you owe Hekdesh, there could be a Kamlei B'derabim Minei. Once there's a Kamlei B'derabim Minei on the money, so that wipes clean your monetary connection to Hekdesh. So now it wipes clean the Gzela from Hekdesh. Now there's nothing to bring a Korban Me'ila for. Because the Korban Me'ila has to be riding on the Shem Gazlan. But if the Torah says through Kamlei B'derabim Minei that wipes clean the Shein Gazlin. So Mamela, you don't need a Korban Meal either. That's what Tosis means over there. Tosis is saying, once you have a Komoi B'Rabimine that makes you always Gazlin, that you're not a Gazlin, so now you don't need a Kapora Korban either. Because it's totally Zebazah. There's money you owe Hekdesh, and there's a Kapora you need to get from it. And the Komoi B'Rabimine gets rid of the Shein Gazlin. So now, Mamela, you don't have to bring a korban either. It's one and the same. In our Mishnah, it's a whole different story. In our Mishnah, you are a Safek Gazlin. Right now, you're a Safek Gazlin from Hekdesh. Right? The reason why you're not paying is not because you got cleaned from the Maasek Zeila. The reason why you're not paying is because there's Dinah Moitzah Mechavel V'Rai. So you're no clean. You're not clean. You bechlal not clean. But there's a din. So if somebody says, are you a Gazlan or not? You can't say, well, I'm not a Gazlan. Say, I don't know if I'm a Gazlan. And in this state, I don't have to pay. Oh, so you qualify for a Korban Meila. You qualify for a Korban Meila. And your Meila could work for you temporarily, because the monetary part is not yet kicked in. That's the real difference between the Komlei B'Rabim and the Psochim, which is directly cleansing your Geneva slate, and our Sugi is not a cleanser, it's a process. We can't take money from you till we know you owe it. But you're still a Safek Gazlan. Maybe you could bring Zokter B'Kivi, you could bring a Safek Ashamilas. Now, what do we do? Here's where I think is the debate of Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Till now, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva on the same page. They both agree, number one, that the Korban Meal is coming as a kapora, and the money is coming for payment. They both agree the only reason why you chayev a Korban Meal here is because we don't have a vadai that you didn't steal from Hekdesh. We only have a Mitzvah Mechavel V'Raya. But here is, I think, the debate. Why don't we say that the Korban doesn't work for you? Because the whole reason why you're bringing the Korban is why? Because you may have been Mayo. On that side, you owe Hekdesh the money. In other words, L'chayr, it doesn't make sense for you to bring the Korban. Because Mamon Avshach, if you weren't Mayo B'Hekdesh, you don't owe them any money. You don't owe them a carbon either. If you were Mayel Behegdish, you owe them the carbon and you owe them the money. So why do one without the other? I believe that's exactly what Reb Tarfon is saying. When Reb Tarfon uses a Lashon Maloi, he's saying, this doesn't work. Because Hamoitzim Echavel of Araya, let's say, whatever Hamoitzim Echavel of Araya tells you, if it still leaves enough doubt for you to bring Lashon Toli, because there's a percentage that you did steal from Hekdesh, 50%. So then what do you gain by bringing the Lashon Toli without the money? He wasn't just saying Yechayev too. He agrees to Rebbe Kiva that really there's a rule all over Shas, HaMoitzim Echav Avraya. He really agrees to Rebbe Kiva. So we couldn't just tell him Yechayev the money. Because Rebbe Tarfon agrees to Rebbe Kiva that there's a rule that governs all dinei mominus, hamoitzi mechavel v'gai. But he's just telling Rabbi Kiva, let's analyze what you're saying. This doesn't make sense. Because the tzad, that you need a korban, you need the money. And without the money, you don't have what you have. That's what Tarfon's tying it to Rabbi Kiva. Here's where I think the debate between Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva lies. Rabbi Tarfon holds that Hamoitzi Mechaver El Avaraya is not a Vadai. It's only a Sofik. Hamoitzi Mechaver El Avaraya is not a Aloch and Dine Momenus. That until we find out that you owe the guy money, you don't owe it to him. No. Hamoitzi Mechaver El Avaraya just states, we don't take it from you. It's an administrative process. We don't take money from you until we know that you owe it. Klapi Shmaya Galya, do you owe it? Very possibly. But we don't take it from you without knowing that. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. Reb Tarfon therefore says, I don't know what you're gaining by bringing a korban without paying. Because the tzad that you were moyo, you don't have a kapara. It's not shaykh. Rabbi Akiva says, no. The moment of peace is really on hold. It's not just that we don't take it from you. We can't, there is no chiv moment yet till we find out. Huh? Because the Torah by the way, the Tumim says this clearly. He holds by Mammon, it's not in Choshev Mishpat. Till we know you owe it, there's no chiv on you at all. It's not that there's a chiv that we can't take from you. You're not listening. Rabbi Akiva is saying, of course you have an option. You can give it. You can pay it if you want. But you're not machayev of it. It's like a pikodin. I can't give hektish money to hold on to. Hold the money. If I say, I don't know if I owe you $100. Here's $100. It's either a gift, or if it turns out we find out I owe you the money, you have the money. It's already in your shoes. Why can't you do that with hektish? Same thing. No. Both of them hold you giving the money the same way. But according to Reb Tarfon, there's a Suffolk Chiv now. Since there's a Suffolk Chiv now, the korban has no value without the mammon. According to Reb Akiva, you don't have a Chiv mammon now, for sure not, because HaMotzei Mechavel of Araya says that you don't have to pay now. Vada, I mean, din vada. Somebody would ask, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, if I have a Suffolk Chiv, do I have midaraisa? Is there a suffix that I owe the money? So the answer would be temporary. Till you find out you owe the money, don't pay it. Vadai, there's no chiv. Oh, so why do you bring it Ashram Toy? You bring it Ashram Toy because since there's a chance that I was Goizel Minahegdish, it's just there's a time gap between when I was Goizel and when I have to pay back. There's a time, you can't. Who? According to who? That's what Tarfon says. Give the money and you're finished. He's saying to bring an Oshem Vada. He's saying bring an Oshem. Bring it as a Vada, and if it turns out you weren't, let it be an Oshem Tola. That's the whole point of Tarfon. Now, I believe that what Rashi now... So everything here is clear. The Sugya and Pesachim is clear. The difference... I think everything is clear. The only question we have now is to still understand Rashi. Where Rashi came in with that Sufik idea. So I think what Rashi is explaining to us here is a very important nekuda, which is how did Reb Tarfon, the Gemara just by us just says me divrei shneim lo madnu osham vaday loy boy yediyah lechatchila, doesn't need a yediyah from the beginning. The Gemara doesn't say where they got it from. Where did they get that from? Why? Where do we see in the Torah that there's a difference between a korban oshem and a korban chatas? And the answer is very simple, Rabbi Yisrael. Whenever you chayev to bring an oshem toli, you also need some level of yediyah, right? Remember we had that earlier. You need a yediyah suffik. You need to have a yediyah that there was a suffik that you did a chet, right? You can't just bring an Oshem Toli unless you're like Rabbi Lezer, Misnadev Odom Oshem Toli B'kol Yoyim. You can only bring an Oshem Toli that works when you have a Suffolk Yediyah. Right? We had a whole Hakir, if you remember then, is a Suffolk Yediyah like a Vada Yediyah? Or is a Suffolk Yediyah not like a Vada Yediyah? So it's very simple. By an Oshem Toli, the fact that the Torah was Mechayev you the same Korban by Me'ilah, if you did Vadai Me'ilah or a Suffolk Me'ilah, is a raya that the korban does not require a Vadai Yediyah. A Suffolk Yediyah is sufficient. Buy an Oshem Toli with a Torah where it's two korbanos. There's one korban Yechayev for a Vadai Yediyah. There's another korban Yechayev for a Suffolk Yediyah. That's what makes us make the distinction and say, well, to be Chayev that kind of a korban, You need a vada yediyah. Rashi and Shabbos is just explaining, where did we get this from? And Rashi is saying, you know where we got this from? Because we see that the Torah was machayev you the duplicate carbon by Sofik Moyel to Vaday Moyel. It must be that a Sofik Yediyah is enough of a Yediyah to be machayev a carbon Hashem Elas, because it's the same carbon. So therefore, Rashi is just explaining as to where we got this from. Why don't we say the same thing by Oshem Tolle? Sofik Yediyah is enough of a Yediyah to bother you from a Chatas too. Terence says, no. The fact that the Torah by a Sofik Yediyah was Machayev me one type of carbon, and by a Vada Yediyah, the Torah was Machayev me a different carbon. So the Torah showed me that there's a difference between Yediyah's Vadai and Yediyah's Sofik. That's Rashi's coming to explain. But by Oshem Tolle, when the Torah was Machayev you the duplicate carbon, there it's a riot that the Sofik Yediyah is sufficient to Machayev this carbon. Because it is the same carbon. That's the point of Rashi. Rashi, if there will be no din of Yediyah, there's a din Yediyah always. There's a din Yediyah by Sofik, there's a din Yediyah by Vaday. The question is, who says that the Yediyah Sofik is not sufficient? We see by Meil it is. So Rashi is explaining. The fact that there's a duplicate carbon by Hashem Meilis is a raya that the Sofik Yediyah was enough. That's the point of Rashi. Okay, and we explained, right? That's Chanar of Tarfon, we also got Klor. Why he used the Lashon of Maloi is because if Tarfon really agrees that on the money there should be a din HaMotzei Mechav HaHov HaRaya, he's just saying you don't gain anything from the Oshem Tolle. That's the point of Rav Tarfon. Okay, stop it. Rabbi is saying 3-4 minutes there'll be a shear in the other room.